The longsword caught it, a foot from Ser Jorah's face, and held it quivering for an instant, as Kotho howled in fury. The knight was clad in chainmail, with gauntlets and greaves of lobstered steel, and a heavy gorget around his throat. But he had not thought to don his helm. Kotho danced backward, Arrak whirling around his head in a shining blur, flickering out like lightning, as the knight came on in a rush. Ser Jorah parried as best he could, but the slashes came so fast that it seemed to Dany that Kotho had four Arraks and as many arms. She heard the crunch of a sword on mail, saw sparks fly as the long curved blade glanced off a gauntlet. Suddenly, it was Mormont stumbling backward, and Kotho leaping to the attack. The left side of the knight's face ran red with blood, and a cut to the hip opened a gash in his mail and left him limping. Kotho screamed taunts at him, calling him a craven, a milkman, a eunuch in an iron suit. "You die now," he promised, Arrak shivering through the red twilight. Inside Dany's womb, her son kicked wildly. The curved blade slipped past the straight one and bit deep into the knight's hip, where the mail gaped open.